You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 19. And yes, I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, brand and communication strategist, also known as the podcasting queen. Now, are you constantly being distracted by social media and you're comparing yourself to everyone else in your industry and what's going on? Well, my guest today says that we should be focusing on grace over grind. And by keeping her soul quiet and focusing on what God wants her to do, and by not forcing or following the hype on social media, this is what has enabled her to build her community. Joining me on today's show is Sarah Jane Meeson. She's the founder of Christian Women in Business, a directory and a community that helps women align their businesses with God. Now, on today's show, Sarah Jane is going to share the importance of keeping her soul quiet so that we can model the same. Also, too, why it's important to create relationships before even talking about sales or selling, as well as the importance of making time for yourself, your health, and your family. And we welcome Sarah Jane to the show. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Look, I really agree with what you were saying about how important it is as business owners to keep our soul quiet, to lean into God, because, you know, if we really get focused on what everyone else is doing and all of the stuff that's going on social media, we can really get despondent and disparaged and discouraged because of the comparison and all that kind of thing. So looking forward to diving in further to this topic. Just share with everyone how long you've been growing the community for, and of course how people can access it, and we'll share all the links afterwards as well, but share the journey.
Well, we actually launched almost a year ago now, so on the 11th of February 2017 was when we launched.
Yes.
And we're just counting down now, 2 weeks to go for our first birthday party. Wow. And to celebrate, we're having a conference. Mm-hmm. So that'll be on the Gold Coast, 17th of February.
Fabulous.
Super excited about that. I guess CWIB was actually formed in my heart probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was super passionate about kind of making money into investing and other stuff, and that kind of led me into the world of digital marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Where I kind of learned as much as I could and started playing around with it, and then helped business owners with their digital marketing. And then what I found was I was constantly questioning, you know, okay, I'm a Christian, the church or some churches are telling us that it's not okay to make money, yet I have this desire to make money and to help people, what's going on? And feeling very alone with that as well. I couldn't really go to anyone in church and kind of go, hey, so I've got this idea, what do you think? Yeah. Everyone would just look at you going out and go, why don't you stick your day job?
Yeah.
So I started searching, and I kind of managed to find Wes Hone's mm-hmm. seminars that he does, at Summit, sorry. And so I booked him for one a couple of years ago and just kind of said to God, you know what? I am feeling alone. I want to know that it's okay to keep doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to find kind of other people that are doing that. And I also want to know whether I should bring God into my business or not.
Yes.
Cut a long story short, the answer was yes, I should include God. And so one of kind of the mentoring businesses I had going at the time, I started to change the marketing and started to make it God focused.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that, other people on Instagram were like, oh my goodness, another Christian person in business. Like, this is a few years ago when people weren't really aware and we were still hiding. And we just kind of celebrated together. And I just met one special lady out of that, where we both just had the hearts of, you know, we really have to do something. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't, like there's so many talented women out there. There's conversations we need to have with those women.
Mm-hmm.
We need to support each other. And we need to bring in the spiritual element as well of being able to pray and support each other.
Mm.
And so, oh, it took me about 4 months of Megan going, so you're going to do this? You're going to do this? You're going to do this? I was like, okay, I'll just go and see if Christian Women in Business domain's free.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on and it was, I'm like, okay, well, I might buy it, but I'm not going to do anything yet. And so I let Megan know that I'd bought it. And she was like, so you're going to do it? I'm like, yeah, I'm still going to sit. Yeah. She was like, okay, well, you know, I'm going to support you if you do it.
Mm.
And so eventually I kind of just came to the conclusion that it was just so needed. I did some market research. I put the feelers out there and I just got so much interest. I'm like, okay, God, let's do this.
Mm.
And so Megan was like, awesome. She is a graphic designer. So she was like, I'll do all your logo and all your branding for you and we can do this together. I'm like, let's do it together. So we got that. So we kind of made the brand of who we are. And we went through our values and, you know, what do we stand for? Encourage, strengthen, unite. There are our three values, our main values, and we've got others. And then God has just done nothing but bless us since the day we said, okay. So when we launched, God fully provided a place for us to launch with an ease. And it's just kind of been the relationships that we've built out of it have, they could only be God. Like they've just been absolutely amazing. And from that, we've actually been able to kind of set up what we like to call a kind of discipleship program, if you like. And that's, so you kind of, we're doing business socials also out Australia, which are like face-to-face meetups. And we need leaders to do that. And we've had beautiful women who have stood up and have said, yeah, I'd like to start one in my local area. But we don't want to leave it just at that. We actually wanted to sow into those women as well. So we've kind of got a leadership program happening on the side with that kind of core team of women. And God just keeps popping these women up out of the woodwork. And, you know, and then I've got a girl, another good friend who God kind of brought along at the beginning, Emily. She manages all them. She's doing a great job. So it's just been one step at a time. You know, here we are today. We're going to be celebrating our first birthday. We've got over 100 members in the community now. Yeah. So, it's God breathed. And all we have to do is kind of turn up, listen. And God kind of takes care of the rest.
Yeah. It's interesting that you should say, you know, for a little while you were really felt called or there was something that was stirring your soul to speak out more. And I can so agree. I mean, I've been in a number of different businesses, some I've kind of moved away from in the career industry, but never did we really mix in Christianity, you know, spirituality, faith in our business. And I got to a stage too, towards the end of last year, actually, I went to a few networking events and they were actually starting to feel really empty, you know, just from what people were saying. And then I remember sitting next to someone and we were talking, you know, she was lovely. And then all of a sudden she just leaned over and she whispered in my ear, by the way, I'm a Christian. And the conversation I went, wow, then, you know, and then I thought, what just happened? I thought that was so weird. It was like I opened up and I thought, you know what, we need to, and it says in the Bible, we need to be the light in the world, don't we? And if we hide who we really are, it's it becomes really difficult. And and I think it's so, so important. And yes, and I know of Wes Hone too, and he's coming on the show as well. But as he says, and I'm sure you are saying with all of your members too, we build kingdom-focused businesses. When we do well financially, we can contribute back, we can hire people, all of those kind of things. So, you know, that whole topic of, not wanting to make money and all that kind of stuff. It's good that someone is speaking about that. Fantastic. So let's talk about the importance of keeping our soul quiet, because as you would know, there's so many different balls to juggle when you're talking about business, that if we don't set the intention to spend time to be quiet, we can really find that we become overwhelmed. So what do you do? What does being quiet, keeping your soul quiet, mean to you?
So, let's take it back to the beginning. I certainly didn't start out business that way. And it's definitely something that I've learned, and from learning now I just keep practicing, and as soon as I find myself in that distressed place again, I'm like, no, let's bring this back. So basically, when I kind of originally started in business, you know, I do a lot of things on my own because I didn't think it was okay to associate God with business, like that had to be separate. So I would try things out. I'd be really stressed. I'd be working long hours, asking myself, you know, why isn't this working? How come I can't do this? How come I can't do that? And we're doing a webinar at the minute, which is all about building a God-centered business. And the first subject we just did was submitting your business to God. And this webinar is basically taking us through, you know, how did we go from this to this, and being in that quiet place. And so wandering around in the desert for a couple of years, and then getting to that place, as I mentioned before, about it was time to let God in. And is that okay? And so basically what I found myself doing, or what I did, was I actually took a step back and kind of went, you know what, God, if I've got you in my whole life, why don't I have you in my business? And why am I trusting you with everything else in my life, but I'm not trusting you with my business? And coming back at a moment before that, and my husband and I are into investing a little bit, and we just bought our first plot of land, and we knew that there was potential to do something on it, and the profit from that was actually going to be quite substantial. And so that's when I was really, really first tested with, is it okay for me to be making money? And I was just so torn in my spirit. I'm like, God, I'm like, we could potentially make this, and you know, all I've been taught is money is the root of all evil, and yet you've put this on my heart, you've told me to buy it, like how does this all work? And so I just had this one lady in church with me one day, and we were just praying together, and she just said, you know what, out of the blue, she didn't know this was happening, it's okay for you to make that money. God wants you, like, I can do this, I can go ahead with it, I don't need to worry. So kind of going from that, and then developing on, and then coming to that place of going, okay, it's time to surrender this business to God. That's exactly what I just did. I just said, God, you know what, this is where I'm at, you know where I'm at, you know my heart, I just give this business to you and this business idea, and I will go and you use me however you want me to. And so as soon as I did that, that's when I started to reach that quiet place, because I was then spending time in prayer with God each week. I really, really started to journal and just quiet my soul. And then once I said yes to CWIB, after practicing, I guess, if you like, spending that time with God, that's when things became really easy. And I don't mean easy in the way of you still got to do bits and bobs in your business, that's just the way it is, you know, admin still needs to be done, but it was just the fact that it came easy and things did fall into place. And so going through kind of our first year, whenever I have kind of drifted away from that quiet place of just listening, spending that time with God, like at the beginning, we followed everything that he kind of put on my heart and in a place to do. But then there was a point halfway through the year where I started to take control again. So I was like, oh no, we need to do intakes this way. Oh no, we need to do this this way. And it completely didn't work. And I'm just like, okay, this is a result of me not being quiet in God, in looking at the next shiny object, listening to the next people on social media, you know, and not just taking myself away from that and just going, God, this is yours, what do you want me to do, and sticking to the plan. So, you know, not perfect in any way, it's still trial and error, but definitely getting better at just pulling myself back and going, you know what, has God actually asked me to do? And the main thing that I originally got from my prayer time when we were kind of founding Christian Women in Business was, out of all of this that I'm asking you to do, all that I really want you to do is just encourage people. And so I'm like, well, that's easy. I'm a good encourager. I can do that. Mm-hmm. So as long as we're encouraging through our social media, through our membership, however it is, that is mainly what God wants us to do. Encourage business people. Like, it's a hard yakka.
Yes.
So again, as soon as I'm kind of caught up in the busyness of everything and, you know, I'm just finding it all too much, I just remind myself to bring myself back and go, who are you encouraging today? Like, and that's all that God wants me to do. So going, the difference between being in noise and being in God's, I guess, presence and peace is being in the noise, you're doing things you don't need to do, you're wasting your time on things that aren't going to work. You're taking time away from your family, and you might feel very, very stressed. Where if you just find that place of quietness where you're praying over all different aspects, you're just listening to God's quiet word, you're going to focus on the things that do work because they're God anointed. He's telling you to do them. You're going to have more time to spend with your family because you're not wasting your time on other things that aren't necessary. Your soul is going to be so much less stressed because you are completely in line with what God's asked you to do. And that just basically makes you a better old person to be around. Yes. So I guess that was a really long-winded answer. But
that was lovely because, you know, in your journey and your story, I think we can all relate to everything that you've said. And I know that I certainly can too. But it's such a great... It really is, and it's not until you've actually experienced it that you really can see the difference. And when you try and carry things on your own, and when you do bring them to prayer, and he handles it, and as you said, there are opportunities that have opened up. There are people that have stepped forward and said yes, or I would love to support you, that you said you would never have been able to achieve it. They really were delivered by God, and I think those are the opportunities that you can open up to. And I think Wes says this about, you know, you have your goals or your dreams or whatever, and you have an idea and plan, but you've got to leave room for God to come in and put the super on our natural. I think that's the way he explains it. And unless we're connected, unless we're quiet, if we're consistently rushing, we block all of that. And so it's a great reminder for all of us. I typically spend time in the morning. Do you find your mornings are better for you? It's different for everybody, isn't it?
Different for everyone. And we all have different routines and we've all got different responsibilities. So for me, my time with God is on a Friday morning. Lovely. And I might spend half an hour with God or I might spend 5 hours with God.
Yeah.
You know, there's no time on it. So what my day, I might journal a little bit. I will be constantly praying and asking for God's guidance in things. And then typically a lot because of what we're doing in CWIB, I do have my head in a Bible studying and kind of asking God for revelation on things. I guess my main core loving time with God is on that Friday morning. You know, it just ends the week right. I just lift everything to God and telling all my worries. And then I can kind of settle into the weekend nicely.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. No. And as you say, it's whatever works for you and fits in. And that's great, as long as there's that consistency there. So creating relationships before sales. I mean, we've heard this so often, but it really is important. And I think once we, again, stop focusing on what all of the hype is saying, that do this and that's the way you convert and all of that, it's like build relationships first. Yeah, share more seriously about this, because this is so important.
Well, I guess from, again, trial and error, as always, our whole community, and this is something that we are teaching at the conference because it's just been so phenomenally important for us building Christian women in business, and that is how to build relationships good. Because, like you say, and you gave an example earlier on in the podcast that you were at a networking meeting and you got talking to the woman and she turned around and she kind of said, by the way, I'm a Christian. And you immediately said, suddenly there wasn't a barrier there anymore and you were connected. And how much more trust did you have then once you knew that you had something in common?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it is. It's like, wow, Christ, well, you know, there's, yeah.
This is my sister. Yeah. I mean, that's not going to be the same in all businesses. But the point is, building a relationship is actually going, tell me a little bit about you. Tell me what your interests are. Tell me what you like to do. And, hey, I'm struggling with this aspect. Are you struggling with that aspect? And you can relate it to your business. So, I don't know. For example, if we've got a girl in the community, she does rusty roofs and she restorates them and they fix them up. So, you know, it wouldn't be going into the conversation of, hi, I restore roofs, what's your roof like? It would be more like, oh, how's your house going? You know, how long have you had your house? Have you had any problems with like leakages or anything? Or I don't know, I'm just throwing an example up in the air. But rather than going straight into, hey, how's your roof? Let me fix it. You're building that trust and you're building that connection and you're finding the thing that you have in common with your audience and with that person, and you're relating with that and then you give that time. So on social media, of course we have call to actions. You always need to put a call to action on whatever you do. But some of the time it's not just a call to action about, you know, joining for a webinar or whatever it might be. It can be actually tell us something about yourself. Tell us what you're struggling with right now. Tell us what you ate for breakfast. I don't know, it's just another random example. But you're not going straight in for the sale. You know, you're finding out if they're a vegan or not. And if they are a vegan, you're going, hey, guess what? I'm a vegan too. This is so cool. What's your favorite vegan meal?
Yeah.
And you're just slowly building that relationship. So then people are intrigued by you. They're like, everyone is, not everyone, a lot of people are so obsessed with what's happening in their lives. And, you know, it's all about my kids on social media and all about this and showing that. Where people are surprised when someone's actually genuinely interested in them.
Exactly. It makes a huge difference. A huge difference, doesn't it? And I love the way that you said about having, giving yourself permission to have that conversation, because you never know, there may be an opportunity for that person to refer you. They might have a huge database that they, you just don't know where it is going, where that relationship could go. And the stronger a relationship, well, you know, you take the time to build the solid foundations, the longer lasting it is. And of course, with all of the people who, women who are networking in your group, there's that commonality, their love for Christ, of course, for Jesus. And that I think it naturally eliminates a lot of different barriers. It's almost like, and I know that this would sound weird, but you know how sometimes there's competition and things like that. But as soon as I found, this is even in the past, as soon as I found out that they were Christians, it's like, oh, collaboration, you know, support one another. It just felt like, you know, that's that, it's just that unwritten rule or something like that, which is quite ridiculous. But there was that commonality. It was like, we have a commonality. So anyway.
And you know, if you can find that commonality with your audience, you take time to listen, you ask questions, they're going to be intrigued.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, hang on, this person is different to everyone else. They're actually listening to me.
Yes.
Let me find out more about them.
Yeah.
And that way, when they come to chase you up, you know, they, like for me personally, people would add me on Facebook, or they'll find me on Instagram, or they'll find Christian Women in Business on online on our website. That relationship's already built, the trust is already built, and they're going, okay, you know, I like this community. What more can I do? We've already done the selling without selling, like, I don't mean that in a sleazy way. I mean that we actually build nice, authentic relationships that are meaningful. And it's so great to see, because we've kind of done that on the outside. That's then brought into the inside. So in our Facebook group that we've got a part of the membership, that's all flowing in there. Everyone has respect for each other. You can ask the difficult Christian business questions, if your values are being tested or whatever. And it's just God, brethren. So, like, if I think you don't have to put Jesus, if you don't want to, on the front of your business, but you can do business like Jesus.
Yes.
And Jesus was all about relationship. You know, you've got the Mary and Martha story. Stop being so busy. Just sit here at my feet and let's spend time together.
Yeah.
Like, we can learn so much marketing from Jesus. Yes,
that's right. And you know what? I love the way that you said that. We don't need to. And sometimes when you compare, and this is no judgment, it just is what it is. You know, a lot of when you think of ministries in the church, they are to go out and evangelize. And in business, and this is what I will often say, it's like Holy Spirit works so much in my heart and in my character that I don't even need to say anything. It's just, you know, my actions and what I do and say reflects what's different about you. And that may open the door, you know, to other opportunities. But now I've got this the podcast which I'm interviewing you on, and it's kind of like surprise, you know, I'm a Christian. So you don't need to continuously share your faith, so to speak, to customers, but in the way that you do business. And I think what you said is so true. If we go and look at developing relationships because you're genuinely interested, and if they do become customers, really do the best work that we possibly can, make them feel absolutely amazing, whatever it is that your product or service, and with the highest level of integrity, that itself will show up. You'd be surprised the amount of people I've speak to, even in non-Christian businesses and as their customers and so forth, the amount of businesses that don't provide quality service, that don't deliver what they say. So if we can make sure that we're doing that, we're going to be a standout anyway, and then that is going to obviously reflect the way that Jesus was, because he always over-delivered, didn't he? So let's talk about making time for yourself, your health, and your family. You've already alluded to the fact that this is so important, and when we're churning our wheels all the time, we just don't get time. It's important, isn't it?
It's so important. Mm. It's so important. And I think from like what I was saying before, with if you're having that quiet time with God, if you're submitting business to God, mm-hmm. and you're only focusing on the things that he wants you to do, you're not going to burn out. Mm. Yeah, I forget the passage. I did have it written down. I think it's actually Tammy, one of our community members, put it in as a devotion the other day. It's a psalm, surrender your business, surrender your burdens to God. It's gone. And he'll be able to sustain you. Mm. I think it's like 55:22 or 22:55. And I just loved that when she posted that, because that's God telling us exactly how we should live our lives. And especially in business where, you know, the heavy weight is on us. If we don't perform, if we don't deliver, you know, that's a lot of weight for women to carry, as well as if you've got kids, if you've got a husband, and or you just got people rely on you in every aspect on your life. So coming back to God, having that quiet place, only focusing on the things you really need to do. Don't overcomplicate them, because I feel like we're really great at overcomplicating stuff. Keep it simple. Structure your pricing strategically. So what efforts you do put in, you're going to get back. You're going to get paid what you need to get paid for it. Then you can actually put that spare time that you have into your family, into your health. You know, have those weekends so you can be present for them. A lot of people might be saying, oh, you know, I've still got a job while I'm doing this. And then I would think and challenge them again. Okay, you've got your business and you're working, but are you actually focusing on what God is asking you to do? Because he'll give you enough time. And I always question, how much time are you spending on social media and TV?
Yes, yeah.
Because if we cut that and we cut the noise, if we cut ourselves away from the noise, we're only going on there to post. I had a great mentor tell me one day, you know, never be the receiver, always be the creator. So always be going on social media, making sure you're the one that's creating stuff for people and creating value. Don't ever be the receiver, which means you sat there wasting time just looking through or whatever. So kind of putting all those components together, you are really going to have kind of a lighter burden. You're going to be very, very strategic in what you're doing, very smart, very efficient, and you are going to have time with all those things. And there are seasons where you have real busyness, and there are seasons when you do have more quietness. And it's in those quiet times that we really do take a step back, we turn the phone off, you know, we book free play dates out with our family, or you know, you find easy things to do with them that you can connect and get off the screen. So just doing that and finding how that works for you and your family, I believe you can create yourself into like a whole new woman or a whole new person. If there's blokes listening to this as well, where you're going to have that time, you can be present, you're not distracted. Mm. And just asking God's guidance to do that as well.
Yeah, it's so important. Something that I have done previously, and every now and again I'm reminded, again, because my husband goes, yeah, 5 minutes. I was like, just give me 5 minutes. And then, you know, so, and that's one of the things you said, if you're focusing on business, do the task. Because often if we take away all of the distractions and turn off social media, all of that, we can get our task, the task we should be focusing on, so much quicker, and they're so much more productive, so that when we do close the office door to be with our family, whatever activities, going out, what have you, we then can be fully present. And that's really what you're talking about. It's the quality time rather than quantity, but actually being there. And they notice it. Because you could have a really successful business. And unfortunately, I've had a lot of colleagues, they weren't Christians, but who have developed successful businesses. But along the way, the part, you know, the husband and wife have stood up, which is, it's sad, you know. So it's a great reminder. And as you said, there are different seasons. My children are all, the youngest is 23, the oldest, you know, 26. So I remember when they were small, there were times that I just couldn't focus on the business. And you know what? That's okay. There's always time. So it's such a great reminder. So Sarah Jane, how can people who are listening and watching today find out more, join? What's the best link for them to go to?
So if you just head over to our website, www.christianwomeninbusiness.com.au, if you want to find more about the membership, just click become a member and it's got all the details on there. Our next intake will be mid-February. So the process is basically pop in an application. It's just a quick screening that we do, and then most people do get accepted. And then you can join in with the fun there. We've got the conference coming up. And then we do have a little something that we've been working on since October that we'll be launching at the conference as well. So if you are following us on Instagram or Facebook, keep an eye out, because that's another God-breathed thing that is put on our heart. And it's
fabulous.
Putting together, so it's fun.
Yeah, because I know you've got a magazine too, haven't you? You've got the membership and the
magazine. We've got a magazine that comes out 3 times a year. So we've got articles, and we try and use all the strengths from our members and kind of encapsulate all their knowledge. And, you know, as women, like we were saying, sometimes you can feel like your feet are running under the water, you know, you're a little going mad duck. So it's about taking time out, spending that 10 minutes, make yourself a cup of tea, go and sit on the sofa and just get some goodness into your soul. And that magazine's free, so each current issue is free, and we don't mind if people print it off and share it, because that is actually a little sneaky discipleship tool as well. So if you're in the business place and you want to get some goodness out into wherever you're working or your staff, that's a tool that we've kind of created to break the ice and tell them about Jesus in a business way.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Sarah Jane. What I'm doing with all of my guests is just having a word of prayer. Can I pray for you and the membership as well? Fantastic. So, Father, we just thank you for the time that we spent with Sarah Jane and hearing her journey of creating the Christian Women in Business community and network. We just want to thank you for the partnerships that she's developed, for the members that have come and that are really building businesses that are focused and on building the kingdom for you, with you being at the core of the focus. Father, we realize, and we've spoken today, there are so many balls that we're juggling as business owners, but we're reminded that when we do remain still, when we spend time with you, when we take things to prayer and talk about them with you, then Lord, you open doors, you open pathways that we would not even been able to achieve on our own. So we just continue to uphold Sarah Jane, her alliance partners, the members in the community, and of course the people who are hearing and listening and who are looking at perhaps considering joining as well. We just want to pray for all of those. And we ask for your guidance as they continue to make decisions. May they continue to focus on you, and so that they can continue to support women in business, creating kingdom businesses for you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. And I can't wait to share this with everyone, because one of the things that I got feedback from, this is actually the second guest. She said, I didn't know. She said, I felt so lonely going to all these networking groups and there weren't hardly any other Christian businesses. And she said, I felt really out of place. And so she was quite excited about the fact that I was doing this podcast. So I immediately connected her with guest number one, because she was only number two. So now I'll be able to share with her too. I'm not sure. I think she might be in Sydney. But anyway, I think you've got members all over the place, haven't you? You don't necessarily need to be local.
No, yeah, we've got them all over the world. Yeah. Ireland, Scotland, America, South America.
Yeah, there you go. So I'll definitely share that with her too, because I know that she would be blessed through being a member. So thank you once again for coming on the show.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.